Well, for decades, first-time visitors to the Natural Resources Building on the MSU campus in East Lansing have been startled by the guard keeping watch by the north doors. Standing 9 feet tall and weighing 300 pounds, it's Matt Costello. No, it's a huge polar bear standing there frozen in time, if you will, in a menacing pose. Polar bears have been on the endangered species list since 2008, and though long dead, the MSU bear is once again in danger. The bear was killed in Barrow, Alaska, back in 1957. It is showing some wear and needs to be repaired soon. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with two people about this. Dr. Scott Winterstein is the chair of the MSU Department of Fisheries and Wildlife, and Darren McCullough is a graduate student in the department. Kevin asked Dr. Winterstein to describe the striking animal.
This is a polar bear that stands about 9 feet tall on its hind limbs. It's standing with its mouth open, looking very ferocious and menacing. This is a fairly typical way they would have mounted a polar bear back in the late 1950s. It's not the position the bear was in when it was shot.
And it's not completely erect on its hind legs. It's leaning forward a little bit, so it's probably even a little bit taller than what we're looking at.
Right. If you come and just stand before it, it's a very impressive animal. I think anybody who ran into one of these in the wild would be duly impressed. And if you ran into one that was in this particular position, prayer is probably your best hope at that moment.
Who took down this bear and when?
This bear was taken down by Mr. Koplinger. Darren did a bunch of the research on this. He could probably give you a better idea on that. I think 1957 when it was shot, or 1958, and it ended up here at Michigan State in 1966, as far as we can tell.
Okay, good segue over here to Darren. What's wrong with the bear?
It needs to be cleaned and restored. The biggest thing probably wrong with it is the holes, and it's accessible to the public, so I have a feeling that board undergraduates may pick and peel at it at certain times, and it's had a long life and it deserves to be restored to its glory.
Is there anything that is dangerous or toxic about the way it was preserved that's a problem?
In the 1950s, the typical taxidermy method was to stuff these animals with arsenic-laden sawdust, and that was to keep insects and bugs from destroying the animal.
So we have a pretty good idea that there is probably arsenic inside this bear.
There is a possibility that there is arsenic in this bear. It has not been determined. We're basing that just on common practices at that time. But that is one of the reasons why it's necessary to, get the bear a makeover. Anybody who's seen the bear recently, the pads on the paws have all been pulled off and exposed. There's gaping holes in the fur where people have obviously pulled at it. The bear is kind of yellow in color as opposed to white. And children come and get their picture taken with the bear, and they pet the bear. And it just seemed like it was time to do something here, that the bear's been here for over 50 years. It's never been curated again. And polar bears are in the news as far as needing help at their population level.
In 1957, you could probably kill a polar bear and not many eyes would cry over that, but not in 2015.
No, and that's one of the things we hope to do here is once we get enough money to get the polar bear refurbished, then we hope to be able to gain additional money to put up an educational display that will address just what you mentioned. Back in the late 1950s, polar bear populations were doing just fine, and it was possible to sustainably hunt polar bears. There was a legal system in place. You had to get a permit unless you were First Nations, in Canada, or indigenous people in Alaska. If you or I went, we had to get a permit, it was regulated, and people hunted polar bears. That's not the case today, as you mentioned. Polar bear populations are in danger. It's related to the lack of sea ice, which is related again to the climate change. And nowadays, other than in some very limited places worldwide, we don't hunt polar bears.
We're speaking with Scott Winterstein, the chair of the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University, also with Darren McCullough, a graduate student in the department. Darren, why did you take up the cause? What makes it so important to you to keep this piece of biological history alive here? So to speak, it's not alive.
So during my time as an undergraduate and a graduate student in this department, I meet people, professionals out on the field that are Spartan alumni. And talking professionals from 30 years ago that have fond memories of meeting their friends here, studying for exams, probably some illicit activities here and there in the buildings back in the 60s. But I meet a lot of people that this polar bear means a lot to still to this day. It brings back memories. So whether you call it an icon, a symbol, a mascot, or it's just a long-standing tradition, the bear deserves to be restored and brought back to his former glory.
How much money do we think it will take to restore this bear? There's actually a campaign underway, I understand.
There is a campaign underway. Darren was a big part of getting that rolling. MSU calls it a crowdfunding source. The easiest way to find it is to just go and search for MSU Wildlife. Down on the bottom left-hand side of the page, it just says Save Our Polar Bear. If you click on that, follow the link, it will take you right through what you need to do. We think we're going to need about $6,000 to fully curate the bear.
Do we know what the timeline is to preserve it and when it could be back to its almost original glory?
Our optimistic guess at this point is that the work can be done over the summer and that the polar bear would be back in place for the beginning of the fall semester. Depending upon what the taxidermist finds, what additional work has to be done, how busy they are, it could be the start of the spring semester, but we're hoping to get it done as quickly as possible so that, for one thing, we don't have to explain over and over and over where the polar bear went, although we are going to put a sign up explaining what happened so people don't think that somebody stole it or that we got rid of it.
I have been in this building many times. It is still, once in a while, a little bit startling when I walk right past it.
You ought to try it at Monday morning about 5:30 when everything's lights are out and you come in by yourself and those eyes watch you walk past. It can be a little daunting early in the morning.
So that terror is worth keeping then?
Yes, sir. It sure is.
I almost forgot the most important question, guys. Does it have a name?
Jim Snyder, our advisor for our undergraduate program in the department, forwarded an email to me from a former undergraduate, and apparently they called it Barry White. End quote.
Barry White, not Barry.
Barry White.
Scott Winterstein is the chair of the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University, and Darren McCullough is a graduate student in the department, and we've been talking about the effort to rescue Barry White, the iconic polar bear in the Natural Resources Building. Gentlemen, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.